is a Boardwalk Audio podcast.
The Meat Improv.
Hello and welcome to The Meat Improv with me, Josh Simpson.
And me, Jake Jabbour.
The Meat Improv is, of course, the improv podcast where we mix storytelling and improv for one big meaty show. So we bring on comedians, they tell meaty stories, then we all do improv together. Before we get into the show, we have a couple things to plug.
Yeah.
First one is, if you want to support the show, you can go to boardwalkaudio.com/themeat. Click on support our artists. That will take you to Amazon. You shop as normal. Jake and I get tiny little crumbs from that.
To which we're going to build a cake with.
Yeah, good build up there, Jake.
Yeah, what do you do with crumbs?
Well, what we're going to do with the crumbs is we're going to try to spend them on some equipment.
Bread trail.
We're going to make a bread...
across the country.
We're going to make a bread trail across the country. We're going on tour, baby.
Yeah.
In June, June 8th through 25th, doing a 9-city tour via train across the country. So if you live in Phoenix, Austin, San Antonio, New Orleans, actually it's 10 cities with... No, San Antonio makes it 9. Never mind. Phoenix, Austin, San Antonio, New Orleans, Chicago, or Atlanta. Still deciding. Mm-hmm. By this time, we might have it. D.C., Philadelphia, or New York City for the Del Close Marathon. You can come check us out. So you go to boardwalkaudio.com/meattrain for all that info. And we are teaching workshops along the way there, too.
Yeah.
So check that out. We'd love to see your faces. So that's the business. Let's get into the... What?
Nothing.
So let's get into the podcast. Let's introduce our guests from the podcast, the brand new Boardwalk Audio podcast, Against All Odds. It's Jacquise Neal.
Against the grain.
Against the grain. You know what? The reason that it happened is because I am actually excited about a podcast called Against All Odds.
Yeah.
On The Ringer. Do you know what that is?
Yeah, I know The
Let's
Ringer.
Just plug their fucking podcast.
Well, no, please. I love The Ringer. It's, what's his name?
Cousin Sal.
I'm trying to think of who started The Ringer.
Bill Simmons.
Bill Simmons, yeah. It's like his rebel podcast network after getting outed from ESPN.
Yeah. But they have a new podcast called Against All Odds about gambling.
Nice. This one's called... We'll get on that.
What an idiot. I told you. long day. Against the Grain. Jacquise Neal. Edgar Monplaisir.
Yep.
Yep.
What's up, man?
And hey, Carl guys. Tart hosts that too. Who's
on Carl Tart. But he's never available. We don't have a regular day that we record. Carl is never available.
It gets tough. Sense, but we make it work.
I think that's what happens when people start getting gigs.
Yeah.
It's a good thing.
Yeah. Great for
He's
Carl.
Working.
Yeah. It happens in every improv group. I guess it's that don't think twice thing in that movie. Yeah. But
these
are
Keegan Michael Key.
One day, on our team. One of my first Herald team, we had Matt Jones was on it.
Oh, yeah.
And he was, in a first year of that, he was like, I'm shooting this AMC show called Breaking Bad. We're like, what the fuck is that? Come on, man. Do the Herald night.
And then dare you. That just sounds stupid.
You're never going to go anywhere with that, bro.
We're going to New
bro.
Mexico? Nah.
Yuck.
With
the dude from Malcolm in the Middle?
Yeah.
No thanks.
Yeah, we'll see you back here in 3 months. And then, it took me 2 seasons to be like, wait a minute. I should check that show out.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. What did he do on that show?
He was Badger.
He's Badger.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
It's it's like, I guess it's wrong to call him Jesse's friend. Like, they're not really friends. They're more like associates.
Yeah. But Matt he's still around. You can still catch him around town a little bit. So your show, you described it to me as basically you're taking Facebook fights or posts.
Facebook opinions.
Facebook opinions.
I'm not even Facebook, but just our we're pretty opinionated dudes, all of us on the podcast.
And on Facebook.
And on Facebook. So we basically just took that to podcast form.
Yeah.
And it's very much us. It's very much... us just shooting the shit and hitting different topics, but arguing. Not really. We haven't argued.
Yeah, we don't really.
We debate it.
It's not that we disagree on any of the topics. It's that we just have very different point of views on them. I think our Rachel Dolezal one was the closest we came to disagreeing with Jacquise.
Yeah, it was 3-on-1. Yeah. But you guys all agreed. I was the one. Yeah. We had a guest on that show, and it was 3-on-1 against me, and I'm happy about it.
But what was your stance? For those that aren't familiar, this is the lady that was like head pretending of an NAACP in like Tacoma or no?
Yeah, in like a weird place where it's a surprise that they have the NAACP at all.
Yeah, right.
It becomes less surprising that she was able to go like,
she still identifies as
we need some black people.
So Jaquise was making the argument that if, I don't even know, I want to say it out loud.
My argument, I don't want to say it out loud. My argument was just like I don't get necessarily all the hate and why it's not a conversation starter, essentially. Yeah. Instead of just like, oh no, fuck you. Yeah. Like, it was like,
if she feels black, why can't she be black? Is not even, the
not even that. Let's just do our podcast. Forget yours. Let's do Against the Grain.
I was just reading about this, though. I'm curious.
This is our podcast. It's not even that. It's not even that, like, I feel like, oh, if she feels black, she can be black. But I think my question was, well, what exactly makes us black? Is it just the color of our skin? Then if that's the case, of course she's not. You brought up the point, Edgar, that it's political.
It's political, yeah.
But then I was like, all right, but like also our skin color and what makes us up is also science. So it's just so many questions.
Yeah.
So I was like, instead of like, I don't get why so many people like hate it, as opposed to like, she's wrong, but maybe it's worth like actually having a conversation about it.
Yeah, well, okay.
What was interesting though, and I guess it's like a follow up, was like I was bringing it up to someone who listened to the podcast, an older woman, and she was talking about how like she disagreed with me on like I support it on the transgender side because of the science behind it. Because she was saying it's political too, and like she got very upset when Caitlyn Jenner won Woman of the Year because she's like, you've never been through anything as a woman, and I was like,
that's a good point.
I can't disagree with this older woman about this. Like she's definitely been through a lot, like, you know, like I can see why it'd be frustrating for someone who just, she said this, just started being a woman yesterday, to win an award for Woman of the Year. And I was like, that's a very good point as well, that it is political for gender as well.
Yeah, dude. So I was, my thing was like, I think it's a conversation that doesn't need to just be written off.
Yeah.
Which most people are doing. It's just like, oh,
it's the hair. You. I feel like if she didn't have the hair.
She's black. She's black facing.
It's the hair and darkened skin.
Yeah. That's mostly what it is.
If she was still white and was like, I want to be a part of this, maybe it'd be a conversation, but like, it's the hair.
You can't just make your hair nappy, girl.
That's messed up. It's messed up.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. My take on this would be, as a white dude, and this is the take I have to, take a lot of the time, is I'll just listen to the.
Right.
I'll just, like, I'm not going to be like, no, come on, guys. I'm just like, not going to touch it. I don't know.
Yeah.
Not going to touch it, but I'm definitely going to listen.
It's a lot
first.
Of listening for me. I'm just like, oh, okay. Yeah.
It's just such an interesting. I never thought it would be something that ever happened. Like, in my mind, I was just like, why do you want to be black?
I mean, I said that. Like, out of all the things you could have chose to be, like, black is what you chose.
Why not pick Asian? Like, you know, I don't know. That's where my mind goes. It's like, man, why would you be like, you know what? I want to be fucking treated like shit every day.
Improv! Well, I think this has been a pretty productive discussion. We've talked about maybe how to bridge the gap between, I don't know, the police here in San Antonio, and of course the Black Lives Matter movement.
Thank you for having us here to have this conversation with you guys.
Yeah, it's great. Hey, Paul.
Yes.
I just noticed you've been kind of, you watched this whole meeting. You haven't really contributed too much to the conversation.
Oh, I'd say I have. I get my mouth shut.
No, we'd love to hear what you have to say, Paul.
Nope.
Officer Paul, like, you know, as the leader of San Antonio chapter of the Black Lives Matter movement, we would like to say that you definitely have a voice, and anything you want to say, Officer Paul, is totally welcomed.
Hey. Yeah, what's the town hall equivalent of, like, the Fifth Amendment? Do I got that? Can I use that?
This isn't court.
This
you're
isn't
not
court.
Being forced to do
okay,
anything.
Great.
You're not being found guilty of anything. We just want to know your take.
And we have heard you are normally a very opinionated person.
Yeah, everyone said that you're the outspoken person of the department.
I mean, if you guys want to talk meatball subs, I'll go all day. But this...
I'll talk meatball subs.
All right, Randy, come on now.
I'd love to chat about meatball subs.
There you go. Oh, yeah, where do you get...
Do you get we have from a Subway?
Oh, Subway, no.
I feel like we're losing focus of what this meeting was originally about.
You're right. Although... It is, even if you guys knew this, Sunday, $6 footlongs. Whatever.
Yeah.
It's the meatball day. But let's, you're right. San Antonio, it's a tense time right now in San Antonio. We need to have a serious conversation.
The people are looking at you, and they want to know what you have to say.
I'm staying quiet.
Well, let's give you a real question you could answer. Do you think we should all the policemen should all wear cameras?
Yes.
You do think that?
Yeah, I think.
But that's so weird because you have a pin that says "fuck cameras" on.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're sweating a lot right now.
Yeah. I think a policeman should have cameras. For when they want them, and when people want them to have them, and then they should not have cameras when they don't want them and people don't want them to have them. So
I think that's the very issue that we're talking about, Officer Paul, is that these police officers only want to be held accountable when they want to be held accountable.
No, also, respectfully. Right. Yeah, fuck cameras. We should all have them, though, right? Let's take your kids to a baseball game. You want to film your kid hitting a home run, and maybe go across town to Lenny's and get a bunch of meatball subs. Isn't that the best place for meatball subs?
Lenny's. We all
Lenny's. Yeah, right. We all agree on Lenny's subs.
No
subs.
We're not here to talk about
Lenny's. Lenny's actually is against our movement.
Yeah, Lenny's.
What do you have to say about that? Let's merge those two things together, Officer Paul.
Hell, let's ask Lenny.
Cut to the corner of the room.
Hi, it's me, Lenny of Lenny's. It's not that I'm against the blacks per se.
Lenny. Ooh, you starting on the wrong foot?
I'm not against them. I just don't see their perspective.
What do you have to say about that?
Free subs for everyone here, though.
I gotta love a free sub. The other part of it seems unwise.
But you're wearing a shirt that says, I'm with Lenny.
Free subs? Did Lenny say free subs? Free subs. Lenny.
Oh, no.
All the cops and the white people here carry Lenny to his shop.
A newspaper spins into focus. Town hall loses focus on Black Lives Matter, goes for subs.
Man, my favorite thing to do during the SL Women hashtag was because, again, that was maybe the first one I was like, I'm not saying anything here. I'm just going to listen because I don't have a voice. But the only bit I would do was I would pester Jake publicly about, Jake, you haven't really chimed in on SL Women. Where have you been? Which side do you stand on, pal?
oh, man.
Anyway. Well, there you go. That's progress, I guess. everyone gets subs. Well, let's get into the meat part of the show here, huh?
Yeah.
So, Edgar, we'll start with you. What are you... paint a picture for us. What would you like to talk about?
Yeah, I want to talk about this. I grew up in McAllen, Texas. I went to high school there.
Where is that?
It's the border of Mexico.
Like El Paso-ish?
It's the southernmost tip of Texas. So we're the bottom of the United States. I think Florida might be lower than us, but we're the last stop between the United States and Mexico going south.
Gotcha.
The weed there is terrible. So one time my friend said, we'll like give you money to come back from I went to college in California. And they're like, we'll give you money to come back from California with some edibles for us so we can like... get that good California high.
Yeah.
So I decided to do that, and I bought a bunch of edibles. And my roommate at the time was just like, oh, you spent all this money on some edibles. Here's one for yourself. Eat it on the airplane ride.
Oh, no.
And I've never done it before. And I was like, yeah, that sounds fun. Like, I'll do that. So it's this Rice Krispie treat one. So it's kind of thick, like a little bit of a square. And I'm in the airport security line, and all of a sudden I'm panicking. I'm like, what if he can, like, smell it? Because, like, the other ones were, like, wrapped in my luggage and stuff like that. I wasn't worried about that. But this one was, like, on my person. So I was like, I had to eat it in the line. So I shoved the whole thing down my throat and just drank water.
Oh, my God.
And I remember it was
you
in the sand.
Thrown it away.
My friend bought it for me. I wanted to eat it. And I remember it was in the San Francisco airport. I don't know if you know this, but it also doubles as a museum. And there's, like, a lot of, like, artifacts there and stuff like that from the history of California. And I got through security pretty easily. And I'm going on, I don't know what those things are called. It's like an escalator, but it's flat. And it goes forward.
Oh.
They're like treadmills, essentially.
I know, yeah. The
people movers. Walkway.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, I was on that, and I'm, like, looking at all these exhibits. I'm like, this is nice. Like, you know, it's, like, specifically about the history of television in California, and I'm looking at all these exhibits. And all of a sudden, I'm just like, something doesn't feel right anymore. Something feels kind of funky. And I go to order Chinese food because I'm, like, really excited, and I'm pretty sure I'm high. And all of a sudden, the lady I was ordering from is just laughing at me. And that's when I realized I'd been standing there for 10 minutes just staring at her. So I'm fucking baked at this point. And I just order whatever. I'm just like, can I just have this? Because I don't want to get out of there as quickly as possible. And I go to my seat, and there's a woman sitting next to me with her kids and her husband. And she starts freaking out that she missed her flight. And I'm 3 hours early. I shouldn't be concerned with what this lady's talking about. But because
so
I'm
much time
high as fuck, I'm convinced that I also missed my flight.
My God.
So I start freaking out and being like, well, I live in this airport. Like, I'm never going to leave here and whatever. But I don't know, like, edibles, sometimes you have, like, this feeling where, like, it sounds like a dubstep beat. Like, it's just like, whoop, 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 whoop. And you can't, like, talk or think. Like, you just have to feel that and write it out. So I'm just like, anytime that happened, I'm just like, Edgar, just write. I would talk to myself in my head and be like, Edgar, just write it out. It's a fun wave. Just write it out. Write it out. And I'm thinking to myself, I'm just going to go into my seat and I'm just going to close my eyes and no one's going to talk to me. So finally it gets time to, like, where my flight is there. I get on the plane and I sit in my seat and it's just me and another guy in the window. He looks pretty solemn. I'm just like, all right, maybe this guy's not going to talk to me. And I'm, like, really excited about that. And I'm acting fucking weird. And then the guy turns over to me and he's like, where are you flying to? And I'm just like, McAllen, Texas. And he's like, for what? And I'm like, oh, you know, just to, like, I'm from there. I'm going home. And he's like, ah, I'm going to San Antonio for a funeral. And now I'm like, oh, fuck. This guy's going to talk to me the whole time. And he did. And, like, in times in that conversation, there'd be moments where I paused because, like, you know, I'm feeling that.
Yeah.
And I would just stop talking. And then he, like, asked me about it. He's like, hey, you keep freezing. What's wrong? I'm like, oh, it's because airplanes make me nervous. And he's like, hey, buddy. And he put his arms on me. We're going to get through this together.
Oh, no.
So he kept touching me the whole time and, like, consoling me and stuff. He thought that's what I needed. And it was probably one of the most stressful flights because it's about a 5-hour flight in total from Northern California to the bottom of Texas. And it was probably one of the most stressful times of my life being high for that long on an airplane.
It's like a 33-hour train ride.
Yeah, you guys are doing that. You guys are going to San Antonio. That's about 4 hours away from where I grew up.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. I've been high on a plane.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't sound fun.
It's not great.
You can't move.
Yeah.
I just had headphones, thank God.
Yeah.
Like, so I could listen to music. But, like, I went... This is going home for Christmas, so already fucking stressed. I was going home for Christmas. I was a little late, and then I was very late because I went to a park and ride, and they were full, which I didn't know could happen.
Mm.
Seems like...
Yeah.
But somehow I, like, found a place to, like, wedge my car, like, in between two other cars, whatever. I got on the bus. This is in Van Nuys going to the airport. And I think I ate the chocolate then, which is so fucking dumb because I was already way late. I got to the airport, it was crowded. I had to, like, skip in line, and I was just like, there's a point even on the, I think there was a point on the bus where I was like, I'm very late, I'm way too high. And I, like, got past, I, like, skipped security because I was like, my flight takes off now.
Yeah.
Like, I got to, like, cut ahead in line, and I remember just being on the airplane and, like, finally having made it, and I remember closing my eyes, and I could, sometimes when I smoke weed. Not as much when I smoke weed, but when I when I'm like on mushrooms or something, I close my eyes and like you get like visuals.
A visual sense, yeah.
And it was I was that high where I was like listening to music and just kind of rocking, like, and like just focusing on these visuals just to try to like,
ooh,
put my mind on something.
Yeah,
I don't do edibles, man. I
can't do edibles.
It fucked up all of my friends in Texas. Like they like
those
all,
California brownies.
Yeah, like they all got fucked up.
And yeah. Now they're all like, fucked up.
Yeah, I've gotten panic attacks.
Yeah, they're just really. It's just it's you can't control how much you're taking of it, which is the issue. Like you never know how much is too much and how much is too little.
You can always take more later. You can't take less now. That's my drug motto
philosophy.
Like if someone gives me an edible, I'll be like, boink. Like, I'll take the littlest bit.
Yeah, that's such a good point.
Yeah, yeah, we'll build to it.
I don't look for like I would never like because I'm not scared to fly, but I'll have those moments where I'm like, man, if this plane go down, I'm dead. Like there's, which I know like is the case, but like you don't want to think about that
when it
like,
hits you.
I was on like an American Airlines flight one time, and they had like screen in front of you, and it shows you like the flight tracker, and it was right after that flight had just disappeared or some shit, and like we were almost in California, and all of a sudden I see the plane like turning around on the flight tracker, and I'm just like, fuck, terrorists. They got us.
What?
Because, dude, we were almost in we were almost in Los Angeles, and then the plane turns around and starts going back.
Because it was why? Did they explain to you why?
No.
I'm pretty sure they were like, that's how you like descend. Like you have to like get momentum.
No, I do. I don't know. I just know like I started freaking the fuck out about it.
And, like, what would a terrorist's first thought be like? You know what? Let's not take them to their destination.
Isn't that? Isn't that what it is? I don't know.
Well, when you take off at LAX, you often go over the ocean and then turn around.
Yeah, you do like a cut around to like
same.
Yeah,
same kind of deal. I think it has to do with just where people.
I didn't
want to
see that though,
because you can't just like you can't just like drop into like into the. Nah. That's not how. It's not a car. Like you can't just pull up into the driveway.
Nah.
I had a wedding to go to in Los Alamos, New Mexico, and I think I flew into Santa Fe or something, and mm-hmm. there was like. You could take a little plane from Santa Fe to Los Alamos. But I just, like, booked it online. It was like, oh, okay, into Santa Fe. And then, like, a tiny 30-minute flight or whatever to Los Alamos. And I got to the airport, and I was like, there's not a lot here. And then there was just, like, a tiny plane out on the runway. And they're like, okay, we're ready for you. And I was like, what? And it was just me and another guy. And we just had to walk up a ladder into the plane. And the pilot was like, you guys have to sit different places to disperse your weight. And I was like, I'm fine flying, but I was like, oh, this is fucked. And we took off. And it was just like an old guy who definitely knew what he was doing. Like, took this plane a lot. He later gave me a ride from the Los Alamos airport because I... I'm an idiot and didn't like I was so far from my destination and he just saw that I was like and he's like I'll give you a ride and he was like a geologist or so he was just like fine reading and it's just me him and the pilot and I'm like trying you know when you're like trying not to freak out in front of people but you're just like something happens on that plane and you're like I'm cool
it reveals,
I'm fine yeah every little jerk would be like oh no big deal I was like I'm gonna die in this tiny plane I'm talking real shit.
All right, guys, welcome to this tiny plane.
No problem.
great. It's very small, so if you guys could just find a spot that kind of counters where everyone else is sitting, okay? Mm-hmm. I can't have two of you on the same side or two of you on the same parallel line or anything like that. I need counters.
No problem at all. Not my first rodeo.
Whoa. I paid for seat 14A. And I want to sit in that seat.
Well, someone is sitting in seat 14B. I can't have you sit there. I'm sorry.
Are we about to crash right now? Is that what you're saying to me?
We haven't even taken off, sir. So, no, we're not about to crash. If you could just help us counter the weight. That would be
sweetheart. Calm down,
honey. Honey,
are we about to crash? We're looking at the airplane right now.
Honey, I am a large man. I am a large man. It's going to take a lot to counterbalance me.
And that's the very reason why I can't have anyone sitting in 14B. That's going to be so much weight.
This is why we should fly United.
Oh, yeah? Did you not see the video of the doctor that got pulled off the plane?
Yeah, we don't pull anyone off of this plane.
You just crash.
You just crash planes. We would just crash instead. But if you could just please, just go all and right. Count the weight.
I'll see you at the end of the trip, hon.
Don't kiss me.
Don't. Oh. Well, okay. Now,
well, please don't. Now this won't please be don't kiss him. That's a lot of forward momentum.
Yeah.
All right.
Wouldn't be an issue if he just showed affection from time to time. Okay, well, let's get to our separate sides of the plane.
All right. Does anyone want any drinks? And just to be clear, both of you have to order drinks. If only one of you orders drinks, that's going to be an imbalance of weight, and we'll definitely crash. So either both you guys get drinks or none of you guys get drinks.
I would like to speak to the captain.
Oh, yeah. Because
this is ridiculous.
Hi, how are you doing?
You're the captain and the flight attendant?
You think that I have enough money from this tiny plane business to hire a flight attendant? I'm sorry.
Yes, I think you have enough. Honey?
Yes?
Honey, I'm okay with staying here in Alabama for at least another day.
Not me. I'm getting the fuck out of Alabama.
This is my home, honey.
Well, the cabin doors are closed, and once the cabin door is closed, we can't open them.
No, fuck that. You're talking about let's go to each size, open the cabin doors, I want to leave.
All right.
Then what? How do I get to the Bahamas?
You know what? That is true. I would be rude. I can't just fly her alone to the Bahamas.
The whole plane will be cattywampus.
It would be definitely cattywampus.
Captain!
Oh.
Are you guys ready to take off? I'll push you with my truck.
Yep. Thanks, Bill. No problem. That's my cousin, Bill.
I would like a Sprite, by the way.
All right. If that offer Sprite, still you're going to have a Sprite or something.
I'll take a water.
Okay. One. Ooh, it's going to have to be out. The same ounces as a Sprite, just yep. So you know.
Fine, will the fizz play into it?
That's a good question. If yours is fizzing and losing a couple of those ounces, I'm going to have to balance that out.
Just have a Sprite, honey.
I don't want a Sprite.
Obey my
want...
thirst.
Can I talk to my honey? Can I talk to my wife?
Yes,
my
but honey? You're going to have to yell across the airplane. I can't have you crossing over to where she is.
We haven't taken off yet. I'm assuming all these
but
rules
But we
matter.
Have to be in the same weight as we are on the ground. As in the air.
Why?
Physics.
That makes no sense to me.
Am I Albert Einstein? I don't make the rules.
You look like Albert Einstein.
I have a very bad barber. That's not. That's no one's fault but his. Please yell
honey.
Across.
I'm a barber.
Yes?
Yes, you are a barber. You are not cutting this man's hair. Honey? Mm-hmm. Honey?
Yes?
Can we please leave?
To the Bahamas? Sure. Take off, Captain.
No! Right,
here we go. Ah! Bill?
The wife spills a drink on her lap.
Oh, no! Bill! Stop the car! Stop the car! Bill, stop it!
What do I have to do? I don't want to pour my Sprite! This is an expensive suit! This is an expensive suit! Honey! The plane starts to twirl. Honey!
Honey. Fly United.
Cut to a United press conference room. So what do you guys think about my new ad?
That was aggressive.
Great.
It was long.
It is. I mean, if you would ask me, would you rather get beat up or die? It's a pretty easy choice.
Well, I'm definitely trying not to bring up the beat up thing at all. Like, you know, that's kind of why it's so long, is it makes mm-hmm. people forget that they're watching a United commercial. If they forget that they're watching a United commercial, they're forgetting that they're watching something from United, the people who beat someone up.
How about we just change our customer service?
Get him out of here. Let's
grab him. Honey! All right, guys. We're stuck here at the airport.
Mm.
We're going to have to live here. This is the only place we can be. I'm going to go in and take a shower in the bathroom.
I mean, we could just wait for the next flight in 4 hours.
No, man, this is our home now, guys. This is our home. I'm going to go in and take these clothes off and get comfortable.
Sweetheart.
What?
It what? Is our anniversary.
You want to...
She's saying you get cleaned up and I'll meet you by the play place.
Yeah.
You guys, it was just a simple snow delay. It's only going to be 4 hours till our next flight.
No, no, no. Me and my wife are bothered now. We're bothered and getting a little horny.
I mean, you guys can still fuck if we get on the plane. In 4 hours, everything's going to be all right.
No, this is our home now. We're going to get comfortable.
Okay.
Sweetie?
Yes?
I would like a sandwich, which sounds very bad, but you make the best sandwiches.
Well, I'll go see what we have in the kitchen.
Kitchen. She walks up to a Chili's too.
Get out of here.
Don't tell me what to do in my, own house, mister.
Ma'am,
what do we have? No.
Come on, my husband wants a sandwich.
Okay, he can order at the bar like everybody else.
Wait, hold on. That sandwich looks amazing. Can I try it?
I mean, it's for my husband.
I'll just take a small bite. This is the best sandwich I've ever had.
Baby! You giving my sandwiches to other people?
Great. You're in for it now. He's a very jealous man.
Hold on.
Man, I'm in my robe right now.
Which I don't understand, but
I'm in my robe and my slippers and I come to get my sandwich and my love.
Here, have the sandwich back, lady.
Let's fight. Put your hands up.
I don't want to fight. I want to hire your wife to work here at this Chili Twos.
Hire?
Oh,
you damn it.
Pedro, back your bags. You're out of here.
God. Fifth time this happened to me. Back to living in the airport.
You need a home?
Excuse me, sir.
Yeah. You need a home?
Hey, man. Yeah, I've recently been fired. Is there any work I could do around your house?
Yeah, man. We got a second bedroom. Our kids need a nanny.
Okay.
This is my son right here, Michael Jr.
Hi. Hi, I'm Pedro.
Our plane comes in 3 hours and a half.
What do you got there, geometry, little guy?
Yeah, I'm finishing my homework because I'm positive I'm going to school tomorrow.
No. Do you homeschool? You teach?
What's your name, son? Pedro.
Pedro. Pedro's going to be your new teacher.
Well, I guess you can help me figure out this A squared plus B squared equals C squared
okay,
stuff.
Okay, let's see. All right.
We're gonna be over here.
Oh, God.
Ooh. Yeah, okay. Let's get to move the slide around a little.
How long have you been living here? I don't know if this is a safe place for a child to grow up.
In this airport, about 35 minutes.
I'm going to report you to CPS.
Oh, CPS?
The Chicago Public Schools?
Focus, sweetheart.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Hello, go to Chicago your room. Public Schools. How can I help you?
Hi. I'm homeschooling a kid in an airport, and I'm concerned that his living environment is unstable.
That sounds like Brenda's department. Let me transfer you.
Hello, Brenda.
Hi. I'm homeschooling a kid at an airport, and his parents have been making love on the play sets while he's trying to get his homework done. Seems like an unsafe environment. Also, a lot of planes coming in and out. Concerned about the fumes. Anything you can do as the Chicago Public School?
Not a single thing. No, you called the exact wrong number.
What? The exact wrong number?
No, I'm in charge of making sure like the math curriculum is on point. And,
okay.
Where are you calling from?
The San Francisco airport.
Oh, okay. Okay. You're calling Chicago Public Schools?
Yeah, to report an unsafe environment.
Don't you guys handle that?
We could.
CPS?
In some ways, we could. Will you hold on a second? You called me at home, actually.
Oops, sorry.
Bus leaves in 10 minutes. The bus leaves in 10 minutes.
Honey, get off the phone. I want some love.
Oh, God damn it. I already... Will you go make me some dinner over at that concession stand?
Fine, I'll go get us. I'll go make my special bus nachos.
Get out of here.
Wait, hold on. Those seem like the best nachos I've ever seen. Can I have a bite?
And then all of a sudden, a plane crashes down into the building. It's the same plane from earlier.
I told those fucking idiots to stay on the opposite side of the plane.
It's no cakewalk over here on the bus either, Jack.
The people keep getting on the opposite side of the bus.
Oh, yeah.
Tipping over the weight?
Uber.
Oh,
TSA line. Oh, God.
Oh, God. Please step forward, please.
just do this little bump here.
You just did an entire fucking bag of cocaine.
Yeah, try to catch me, coppers. I did it before I got it lined.
You still have it all over your face.
It looks like there's another baggie in your pocket full of coke.
Just throw it away. Just throw it away.
And there's more in the luggage, but shh, they can't catch me with that stuff.
Hey, I'm going to open up this luggage. Holy shit, this thing is full of cocaine.
No, it isn't. Stop taking the cocaine.
Yeah. Double jeopardy, motherfuckers.
He's pulled his pants down. He's just shoving cocaine up his head.
He's bleeding from his ears.
Sir, if you just stop, we'll let you go. We're so concerned about your health.
Yeah. I need to get to El Paso. I need to get to El Paso.
Dude, Mike, calm down. I'm taking you to the hospital.
No, you're not taking me anywhere. We're getting on the plane. Here are my shoes. There's my belt. Is on.
Your shoes are full of cocaine.
No, they're not. Put it through the metal detector. No, I'll just go through the fucking thing.
It goes to the x-ray machine. His heart's just pumping. It's pumping like uncontrollably.
His stomach is also full of bags of cocaine.
Greedy stomach.
Dude, stop cutting your stomach open. Stop it. You have a family.
We're going to get to this wedding and party.
It's already in you.
All right. I could use a snack.
Excuse me, I have a question. Mm-hmm. How do you get pre-check?
You have to apply for it ahead of time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, whoa. Okay? My ticket is actually a bag of cocaine.
No, it isn't. Goes to the front of the line. There's just now a white.
It's almost, that's a cloud. Yeah.
A Tasmanian devil spin. Josh's arms and legs are coming out.
We cut to the plane.
All right. We are going to go over the safety rules. The exits are here, here, and here.
Sorry to bother you, but it seems like there's a big cloud of what I can only guess is cocaine coming towards us. And wait, there's a tiny man spinning in some, like, tornado in the middle of it.
I hope he doesn't find a cocaine in every overhead compartment.
Well, bad thing. I put a ton of cocaine in every overhead compartment.
You put cocaine in the overhead compartment? I put cocaine in my ass!
No, you didn't.
Sir, get out of my ass!
Cut to the fourth hour of this flight. There's just a spinning Tasmanian devil guy.
Well, what's the problem?
I was trying to watch Pixels, and it's not playing. It just keeps doing it for 10 minutes.
I don't want to watch Pixels.
Okay, I don't. Okay, I do want to watch Pixels.
What are you going to El Paso for?
Huh, I'm a DEA officer.
Just flying through the ceiling.
It's now a cut to the playground 1,000 miles below. Honey, what is that white cloud coming down from the sky?
I'm not really sure, but it's coming at me.
Dare. Awesome. Well, thank you for sharing that, Edgar.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
High on a plane. Oof. Don't recommend it.
Yeah. Only bad things can come of it.
That being said, drinking on a plane, for me, that's a must almost.
So great.
Like, just a little something just to put me to sleep or I don't know.
Yeah, if you fly any flight on Southwest during Thanksgiving, you get a free drink.
Yeah. And really? Valentine's Day, I think.
Oh, okay, maybe? Nice, yeah.
I think there's two holidays they do it for.
Like, imagining, like, the single people that just happen to be flying on Valentine's Day.
What are you
just
doing this Valentine's Day? Drink. Well, I'm flying Southwest.
They're giving out free drinks.
Pretty good.
I'm going to San Jose.
You live in San Fran.
Three drinks,
round trip
baby.
One day. Two drinks.
Well, awesome. Let's move on to Jaquise. What would you like to talk about?
All right. So when I was a teenager, I think I was like 16 years old. Like, me and my mom went on our first cruise, like the actual like carnival cruise. And so I'm like 16 years old. It's great. Like, I'm drinking like Bacardi Silvers. My mom was like, well, if you're going to drink, this is the place to do it. So I'm like drinking like the sugariest alcohol ever. And like, I meet like other teenagers of my age. And like, there was, don't arrest me. There was an under 18 bar on the cruise ship.
Really?
Yeah. There's like on every cruise ship, there's like an under 18 bar. That you can go to. Or it's like it's like from 16 to 21, essentially.
Does it serve alcohol?
No. They don't serve alcohol.
Like Shirley Temples and stuff
like
that.
It's mostly just like a dance. Not bar. I said bar. Club. I'm sorry. Now I equate the two.
That's still not quite the right age bracket. Yeah. Like, 16 to 21.
No. It's crazy.
You're either going to have a great time now or a bad time later.
Yeah. Either going to jail. And so I met like these two girls. And like we became friends on the cruise ship, and then like 2 days later we met at like the club, the 18 year old club, and like I went back to her cabin, and like I'm like a teenager, so like there's only one thing on my mind, which is like, oh, I want to like make out and hook up with this girl. But this entire time I never think to like let anybody know where I am. So, we're, like, hanging out in the room, in the cabin, and, like, I'm gun-shy, so I don't do anything. I'm, like, laying just on top of her, like, not making a move or anything like that. And then she's, like, do something. And I was, like, okay. And I just, like, kissed her once and, like, stopped. And then we heard the phone ring, and, like, we didn't pick up. And we didn't think anything of it. And then the night progresses and nothing happens, but I just fall asleep, like, in
Wait,
this
whose
girl's
room is this?
The girl's room. Oh, so, okay. Like, she had her own room because they were, like, a rich, like, they were rich, yeah. Like, people. So the kids had, their teenagers had their own room separate from the parents. And at, like, 8 in the morning, I hear my name over, like, the loudspeakers of the cruise ship. And then it's like, will Jaquise Neal please go to his room? Will Jaquise Neal please go to his room or cabin or something like that? So I, like, jump up and, like, run to my room. And I, like, open the door. And my mom is on the side of the bed sobbing. Because, like, she thinks I fell off the boat. Like, because I didn't tell her. Like, I just, like, left her, like, at 6. That was the last time we saw each other, like, the previous day. And, like, didn't make any contact with her at all for the rest of the night. And I spend the night in, like, this other person's room. And she's, like, sobbing. And I come to find out that phone call was she had went to, like, the captain or whatever to be like, my son is missing. But after a certain amount of time on international water, they can't make an announcement over the loudspeaker. So what they were doing was they were calling every room to see if a Jaquise Neal was in that room. And we didn't pick up because like we were just thinking like, whatever, it's probably like her parents or something or just like a wrong number. And like, the moment they could like make the announcement, that's when they made the announcement and I came to my room. But like my poor, I still feel bad about this to this day. This was like 15 years ago.
This is probably the wrong part of the story to focus on. But is it because you can't be like loud on international waters at some point, which is why you can't make that loudspeaker announcement?
I don't know why, because like it's still loud and like the cutoff time is like 10 o'clock. It wasn't like 2 in the morning or something like that. But for some reason they can't make an announcement over the loudspeakers after a certain amount of time. So, which sucks because it's like, yeah, which sucks is like her son could have been like off the boat and like you won't make an announcement. But like they called every single room and she like gave me a hug. And then she like punched me in the chest. I was like, don't you ever fucking do that again. And I was like, I didn't even like hook up with a girl. So like I like scared my mom
for nothing.
For nothing. Like for absolutely nothing. And like I'm going on a cruise with my mom again. Like next year, we're going on a family cruise. And like all I can think of now is like check in constantly, like yeah. let her know every moment. We're, even though we're not staying in the yeah. same room,
now you don't have to.
Right now, I don't have to, and I will. Now so she's gonna nice. Be like,
yeah,
Jackie's. You don't have to tell me what you're doing. Please leave me alone. I'm on vacation.
Mom, I'm yeah. in the bathroom right now taking a poop.
In case you need to know. But yeah,
do you like cruises?
I've been on 5.
Wow, I've been on 0.
I love them. Has anybody else been on a cruise?
No, no.
Dude, it's a great vacation. Like, you go to so sure? many places. I love how all three of you are looking at me like, some lame ass shit. No, it's a great vacation, dude. Oh, like, no. You go to like 4 or 5 different places. It's free food the entire trip.
Yeah, that sounds all right.
That sounds
yeah.
pretty cool.
And like... I mean, if you're single, too, like, it's the best time because they also have over 21 clubs, too. So, like, you know, you're, like, just meeting, like, different people of your age who are just there to have fun. So, if that's what you're into, if you just want to chill, like...
But how do you not, like, get, like, manatee syndrome? I don't know. This could sound awful. But
I don't
like,
know what that means.
Manatee syndrome is, like, because sailors... Like they were on boats for so long that they just became so horny that they started fucking manatees.
Well, I don't think that would happen after like I've never heard of that. Most cruises are 7 days, so I would assume.
So it's like I don't know. I could just see someone being in that club being like, I don't know.
And you get off the boat.
These girls are looking fucking great.
I've heard of sirens.
It's a good vacation, guys. You should do it. They're cheap too, man. Like $300.
Really?
Pay for like a 5-day cruise. Yeah. 5-day cruise, all you can eat, buffets, everywhere.
Do they have pools on the
yeah.
Yeah.
cruise ship?
Yeah, they have like 3 pools.
How are they gonna make you swim in the ocean?
That's so crazy.
And like, dude, it's cool. And then you go different places, man. Like I've been to so many like international places because of like cruises.
What was your favorite one?
I'd probably say St. Lucia. It's probably one of my favorite nice. Places.
Where is it?
It's an island. It's his own island. I've also been to Panama. I went through the Panama Canal.
Oh, cool.
And then we stopped in Panama City. Not Florida, but like the actual like country mm-hmm. in South America. That was pretty cool. I've been to Colombia. That was probably one of my favorite places. And did ATV riding alongside goats.
Really?
Pretty cool. Yeah.
See, like, but all the cool parts you're talking about aren't on the boat.
Well, yeah. It's like, but the boat is also, it's like, it's no different than like being at a hotel. Like, you fly.
It's very different.
Well, yeah, it's different.
It's very, I can't, it's I can leave the hotel.
You can leave the boat. I mean, unless it's in the middle of the ocean. But there's stuff to do, like, on the boat to, like, fill your time until you get to, like, the next island or wherever you're going. And then, like, you jump off the boat and you have, like, an entire day wherever you are to, like, chill and see shit.
Guys. See some short-form improv on the boat.
There is. Dude.
A lot of short-form improv teams get booked on boats.
They do. And they get paid.
Yeah.
You get paid, man.
Sounds like an awful life, though, to just continue doing the same kind of show over and over again on a boat.
This is an interesting, like... test like what how many days does it take for a vacation to become a job? Do you know what I mean? Like yeah. if you had to go on 3 cruises in a row, probably by the 4th you'd be like, fuck, yeah. Lobster tails. I want a sandwich.
I just want some McDonald's.
Yeah, so true, good, man.
You guys got to do it. Do it. It'll change your life. I'm talking real shit. Been in this club for 3 hours. I got manatee syndrome. I need to fuck something. Come on, baby.
Easy, Raj.
I need to fuck, guys. I've been in this club too long. I'm going crazy. It's a disease.
Ooh, look.
Ooh.
Free shrimp on this boat.
Ooh, ooh, baby.
Raj. Raj. That looks like Grimace.
I don't care. I need something. I need something.
Looks like a McDonald's. I'm not even sure that's human.
I think that, I mean, if I were to guess, it's one of those from the children's area. It's one of those like robotic band guys.
got up and started moving on their own, or
stop trying to stop me from doing this, guys.
Gonna consume this shrimp through my nose.
Okay, I don't know what that is. Don't fuck it.
I'm gonna go for it. Oh, my mantis syndrome.
Oh, hey, Raj, I just got back from the bathroom. How you doing?
Fuck you!
He shoves her across the club.
Hey, Grimace.
Oh, hello. How did you know my name?
My friend over there told me, and I just took a stab.
Oh, hi. Do you know where I could find more of this delicious shrimp?
This is another two straight to the nose.
No, but I know where you can find some booty.
Oh, what does that taste like?
Give me your body, baby!
Okay, here, if you can hold on to it.
We cut to the next morning. There's Ronald McDonald, the Hamburglar, all sitting at, worried in a room.
This is. He didn't come back last night.
Yeah, this isn't like him at all. I mean, I know he probably went to find some shrimp somewhere. But what do you think? Did he go? Did he just
fall? Or did he fall off the boat?
Here. I don't know what time it is. I don't know if we can make an announcement on the PA system yet.
It's not quite time.
Cut to some cabin room. The phone rings. Hello?
Hi, we're looking for our friend. He's a big purple monster.
Gary? Gary!
What?
What? What have you been... Did you try and score drugs again? Are you... Somebody's calling this room looking for a big purple monster. What's happening? We're supposed to be enjoying a family vacation. Are you tooting again?
Am I tooting again?
I don't know what this drug is. No, we don't have your purple monster in aisle. Thank you, leave my husband alone.
Well, that was a strange room we reached.
I don't know what they thought we meant when we said purple monster.
Apparently the guy was farting up the room. I have no idea.
Here, let's try another room. Hi, hello.
Hi, I'm looking for my purple.
We called you.
Wait a minute. Where am I?
Terry!
Where am I?
Terry! Why are you?
I'm just going to hang this one up. That one already sounded like a mess.
That was crazy. The man was shell shocked. I think I saw that guy wandering around the deck.
Was the guy who was just counting pennies?
He was counting pennies and talking about his lost daughter. I don't know. I want to focus on it too much. I guess let's call another room.
Bring, bring, bring.
Hello?
Hi. We're looking for our friend. He's a purple monster.
No, is nobody in here. What's his name?
Grimace.
Grimace.
Give me more of that ass.
Audrey 2? You got Audrey 2 in your room? From Little Shop of Horrors?
Huh? Yeah.
What of it? Is this, what's your name?
Dan?
Well, that's not the monster we're looking for, but thanks, Dan.
Oh, yeah.
What did we just reach there?
I don't know. I just kind of want to give up on looking for him.
All right, guys. Found a new club. It's pretty cool.
Nice.
Very cool. Little problem. But don't worry, I got it covered. I got us all fake IDs that say we are under 21.
Wait,
what?
What? Why?
What is this club?
Where are you taking us?
It's a club for 16 to 21 year olds.
Yeah! This is not what I wanted to do for your 40th birthday, yeah. Paul.
What? Come on. We can get all those sweet drinks we always like without having to worry about putting alcohol in them.
I have to bring this oxygen tanker with me.
Oh, they're going to spot you a mile away. You got to dress it up like a kid.
You're having a real rough 40, Tom. Like, your 40 looks terrible. Yeah.
Where's this club anyway? You're trying to go to it. I have to be under 21 to get in?
You're winded from asking that question, yeah. Tom.
What's that?
You're winded from asking that question.
Well, you smoked cigarettes since you were 4 years old. You see what happens.
You sure you want to come out?
I want to. It's my friend's 40th. I'm going out to celebrate.
This doesn't even look like me.
Well, it'll be fine, okay? Here's a bunch of tokens for the games inside.
Where's this place at? Are we going to Chuck E. Cheese?
You've heard of it?
One, that's not 16 to 21. That's 8 to 14.
Guys, let's just get into my Mitsubishi Montero, okay? Let's go.
All right.
Okay, good.
Tom, if you could just throw that in the back somewhere.
I'll put it on the back shelf thing. You guys see Billy Joel's coming to town?
Don't talk like that when we get in there. We'll get spotted right
away. I'm excited. Ooh. I got tickets. It's at Dodger Stadium.
Great. That's fun and exciting.
Yeah. I hope he plays Uptown Girl.
All right, guys. Hold on. You want to listen to some tunes while we're in the car?
Yeah.
Welcome to Fresh on the Air.
These aren't tunes. This is talk radio. This is talk radio. You said tunes.
I'm sorry.
Relax, it's me.
His teeth falls out. Tom's teeth falls out.
Dang it. Those were permanent.
Well, put those.
It might help with the kid disguise.
No. Yeah, this is just teeth on that oxygen tank doesn't look like kids.
Sure does. But I'll paste him there. Lucky I carry paste. Two teeth
is terrifying.
Hey, my kid left some of his baseball caps in the back if you want to throw it on that oxygen tank.
All right, okay.
Is this going to get us in, Mark?
I hope so. I think we're going to have to actually, honestly, lead with that kid.
We cut to the club. Hey, guys, welcome to Chuck E. Cheese. Can I go ahead and see your guys' IDs?
Yeah.
Here you
go. Oh, hey, what's up, little man? I remember you from last week.
We're with him.
Okay. You guys didn't say that you guys were with Cool Tom.
Yeah,
this is my little brother. My Cool Tom. Yeah, he's a little bashful, but boy, once he'll get to there, he'll
We know. He gets pretty. Hey, go on in there, guys. Sorry about the whole thing.
Cool, thanks. No problem. There we are. Huh?
Pretty sweet.
Wow, that was insane. That we got in.
Yeah.
So what the fuck do we do here?
Well, there's all the pizza you can eat. There's ski ball, whack a mole.
I'm gonna be honest.
Dang it, Tom! He's headed towards the ball pit.
This is an oxygen tank just rolling as quickly as it can.
God dang it.
Hold on to your
camera. Wait. Why are you walking away from me, Tom? What? You can't just kiss me and walk away.
Oh, Tom.
Hey, wait, who are you guys? Are you guys Tom's friends? Yeah, Tom, you never told us about your friends.
We're Tom's friends. Tom's the coolest.
Oh yeah, he's so cool. We were making out last week.
Oh. Cut to them in the back room.
Oh, Tom. What's my oxygen check? Honey, you have been out all night. I was sick and worried about you. Where were you?
I'm sorry, I was with a girl.
I thought you were... Wait, you were with a girl?
Yeah.
Did you score?
It's not important. What's important is that I'm home and safe.
No.
I'm home and safe. I missed you. I'm so sorry.
I was crying. I was worried.
I'm so sorry. I'll never be.
I thought you were dead. So now, to make all that pain worth it, I need to know, did you score?
I don't want to talk about it.
All right, mammal, I think I think that our job as the cops are...
No, officer, we can leave now.
You found your boy. We can get out of here.
No, officer, if you could just wait a moment.
Yeah.
Your skills are in detecting, correct?
Yep.
So you can tell if someone is lying or not.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to look at my son. Do you think he scored?
Absolutely not.
Thank you.
I'm saying whole life.
His whole... Wait a minute.
That's way out of his parameters.
Last week, you were gone for a few hours, and I asked you where you were, and you told me that you were gone because you scored, and I let it slide because you scored.
Yeah.
You're, officer, you're what? Positive that when you look at my son, he looks like he's never scored.
Come on, he doesn't.
Let me just get a smell of him.
He has a. Oh, okay.
What? Mm.
Belt fits.
Stop jiggling my belt.
Yeah, he's pretty clammed up here. I don't think. If I were to guess, I'd say this boy has nary even kissed a woman.
What? I kissed her neck.
You what? Kissed her you kissed neck? Her neck?
I kissed her neck.
Who's her?
Who's her?
Who's her? A woman.
Okay, please, honey. You have to understand that I was contemplating your death, okay? I was sick to my stomach thinking about what could have happened to you. Just tell me her name. Just relieve that pain for me.
Yeah, it's a false alarm over here on Canary Avenue.
Okay, that's enough.
Did the boy score?
What?
Nope, didn't even score.
No, I did score.
He was just probably up late playing D&D with his dorky friends.
What?
No! Typical.
Hi, I'm the next door neighbor.
What is happening?
I saw police lights out, and I was terribly worried. Oh, you were the one who was missing. Your mom came by knocking on all the doors.
Yeah, I'm fine.
Did
I'm
he sorry. Score?
I was with a woman.
Hey, everyone in the neighborhood, he's back home safe. But he didn't score.
You didn't score? No. I didn't score. Okay?
Did you at least lay some groundwork?
Yeah, did you plant some seeds?
Yes, I planted some seeds. I told her that I was into poetry and hiking.
Oh,
he's never gonna score.
And I'm Rachel Adams with Channel 7 News. Outside
what
of the
is happening?
Following the missing boy case, here we have our boy. What? Say your name for the camera.
Leonard.
And Leonard, we understand that you were missing all night. We assumed you had scored, but we found out now you were sharing about poetry and your love of hikes.
I was laying the groundwork for scoring in the future.
And
I plan to score.
Simply saying that on the news ensures you'll never score.
Well, thanks for that story.
What?
Hi, I'm Margaret.
Oh.
The girl he was with last night.
Oh, whoa.
Night.
Cutting back into that town.
Yeah, hold on.
There you go.
Something just happened with a healthcare bill, but let's figure this out.
Yeah, well, fuck that shit.
Margaret, the girl he was with last night.
Well, this is an unexpected turn.
I was going to let him score. Thank I you. Wanted him to score.
Oh.
I was laying there naked.
Get out of here.
He left and ran down the street crying.
Anything to say for yourself?
What soft footsteps?
Those are the footsteps of a man who's never experienced the succulent delight of a woman's touch.
Yes, all we right. all know when you feel a woman.
Well, thanks for that story, Rachel Woods. Anyways, on to our next news story. The Amityville Strangler.
I still got stuff to say.
Oh, well, all right. Guess we're going to cut back.
I said when you finally feel a woman, your feet become heavier. You start letting people know when you're walking in rooms. My name is Gary Fox. I'm the town sex master. I let everybody know. Wait, is this on TV?
We come into a living room when a husband and wife are watching television.
You told me you were the sex master.
I am. I don't know who this Gary
is. This dumb. He seems to know being the sex master. His feet are heavy.
I've got heavy feet. Listen here.
Ding, 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 ding. Those are not heavy feet. You lied to me.
The damn cat collar was on.
I told my parents I married the sex master.
Yeah.
Then I had come to find on the news the sex master's still out there.
Sweetheart, come on, let's work this out right now. Tries to pull it out her pants and falls.
He just keeps rolling out of the house. Hey, having trouble with the wife again?
Yeah, a little bit. I'll get in there and I'll crush that puss for sure. Just you hold on a second here, Ned.
All right.
He walks up, he's locked out of the house. He lifts his garage door. It falls on him.
Wow.
Well,
stay out. Stay out until you master sex.
He now goes on a journey.
all across town to learn how to masturbate.
To a classroom. Hi, welcome. My name is John Masters.
Hi, John.
I'm a sex professor. And today we're going to be talking about how to master sex. Usually men that are in this class...
My pencil broke.
We haven't even started yet.
I need a new pencil.
Okay, here's a whole pack of number two pencils. Right. Okay, so what is sex? How about we start there? You, sir, with the yellow hat. Sir, why are you sharpening those pencils right now? Come on, buddy. I just gave you that whole pack.
I'm trying to sharpen one so I can figure out how to be the sex master.
Here, how about here?
I can't fit in the fucking hole!
Here's some pens. Here's some pens. Okay? Here's some pens. Okay?
All right. Click, click.
It explodes prematurely on his face.
Pencils. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for being on the meet.
Thanks, dude.
Oh, yeah. That was so much fun.
That was really fun.
My throat hurts a lot.
Mine does, too, from doing Taz noises.
It's a new character.
Awesome. Well, you can check out Against the Grain, Boardwalk Audio. Our same network, but let's go around. What else do you want to plug? Anything?
Go ahead and check out the Arcade Currency Show, third Saturday of every month, 7 p.m. over at the Inner Sanctum. And then I'm on the Herald Team DiCaprio. Anytime we're on UCB Franklin, UCB Sunset, go ahead and check it out, UCBtheater.com.
Awesome.
Yeah. Excellent. I am on a team called Some Kind of Monster. We host a show called Dramedy every fourth Wednesday of the month at the Clubhouse. Super fun show. Come check it out. It's a free show. That's always fun. And other than that, just check me on Instagram at Jack East Neil, same as Twitter.
Awesome.
Great.
That'll all be in the show notes for the show, dear listener. So
We're Gross with Gilly, the third Thursday of the month, UCB Franklin, 9:30.
I'm at Mr. Josh Simpson on Twitter. You could catch all my stuff there. You could also see me. Well, you could see us, actually. I wanted to mention, Edgar and I write for a show at UCB called
DC Hollywood for Ugly People.
Where we usually do a character.
Yeah, I don't know if this will be out before our upcoming one.
Not tomorrow's, no.
This will be up first in 2 hours.
First Saturday of every month, though. You can check Edgar and I there. Check out the Meet Improv on Facebook and Twitter. We're serious about this train tour. It's happening.
So dope.
So if you're in any of those cities, Phoenix, Austin, San Antonio, New Orleans, Chicago, or Atlanta, that's the only one that's kind of in between them.
Go to Chicago.
I love Chicago. It's just a matter of there's so much improv there. D.C., Philadelphia, and New York City. If you want to check us out along the way, check out boardwalkaudio.com/meettrain. Thank you so much for listening. Thanks to State Bird for doing our music. We'll see you next time on The Meet.
The Meet.
Improv.
Audio podcast. For more information and shows, visit boardwalkaudio.com. Don't forget to rate and subscribe now.